We continue our learning. We're in Horios, Paragimo, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'ezehu HaMashiach. Who is this Kohen Mashiach that we're speaking about in our Mishnah? So, in the days of Bais Rishon, the Kohen Gadol would be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's why we call him the Kohen HaMashiach, or just the word HaMashiach alone. However, from the days of Yoshio HaMelech and on, and certainly Bizman Bayesheni, there was no longer any Shemen HaMishcha. Yoshio had stored it away. It was nignas. It was hidden. And the Kohen Gadol, therefore, only was mitchanech. He only became dedicated as the Kohen Gadol by wearing the 8 begadim, the additional 4 begadim that the Kohen Gadol would wear over the 4 begadim that the regular Kohen Hedyot would wear. So Kohen Hedyot would wear the avnate, the ketonis, mechnasayim, and a hat, migbas, umitznefes, and the Kohen Gadol, in addition to that, would wear those 4 and would wear the me'il and the tzitz and the choshen and the ephod. And therefore, we can't call him Kohen Mashiach anymore because he's not Mashuach, Mishan HaMishcha, but rather he's called the Merube Begadim, the one who has more clothing than the regular. So the Mishnah here says like this, Ve'ezehu HaMashiach. So who is this Kohen Mashiach, where the Torah says in Vayikra Dalet, Kohen HaMashiach Yechato L'Hashma Sa'am, the Kriven has to bring a par ben bakar. So this is only HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha V'lo HaMerube Begadim. This entire halacha that we're discussing in this Masechta, that is a special halacha where there's an erroneous ruling by the Kohen Gadol for a personal psak, and he followed it B'Shogeg, the state of unawareness, made this mistake and then followed that, and he brings a par. That's all regarding the Kohen as Mashiach. But lo hamurub begadim. That means the Kohen Gadolim from the days of Yoshio and on, and Bizmayas Bayesheni. So if he would give himself a hurrah or an erroneous ruling for which is a chiyuv kares and he followed it, he would not bring a par. He'd bring a kisba or a seira like any regular individual. And not only that, he would also, let's say, in a regular Avera, he'd be chayav. It wouldn't have to involve an erroneous ruling at all. He'd be like a regular person in that regard. Then the Mishnah therefore says, Ein min kohen hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha l'meru b'begadim el par haba al kol hamitzvos. This is part of the Ein bein list that's brought in Maseches Megillah, and so we learn that in Maseches Megillah as well. The only difference between the kohen mashiach, the hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha, who's anointed, and the meru b'begadim is this par. That's for every other halacha, they're the same. Kohen Gadol, who has the wearing the 8 begadim but wasn't anointed with Shana HaMishcha, he's a Kohen Gadol with respect to every halacha, doing the Avodah Yom Kippur, special karbanos he brings. All the halachas are the same, except this only one. Because this is where the Torah calls him a Kohen HaMashiach, and he's not anointed, therefore he does not bring the special par when he makes an erroneous ruling for himself. Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein ben kohen mishamish l'kohen she'avar el par yom kippurim va'asir sa'ifa." But now we're speaking about another Kohen Gadol. This is the Kohen Gadol who takes the place of the regular Kohen Gadol. Let's say he became pasul, say on Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur. So now he becomes the Kohen Gadol in his place. Ah, once the Kohen Gadol is now Tahor and returns to his position, so we now call him the Kohen She'avar Mimishichuso. He is Kohen She'avar, he's past. He's finished. He was the Kohen Gadol. He served as the Kohen Gadol. He's not the Kohen Mishamesh anymore, and therefore he's called the Kohen She'avar Mimishichuso. So he's still a Kohen Gadol with respect to most halachos. And therefore the Mishnah is coming to teach us that he is like a Kohen Gadol with respect to almost all halachos, and this includes the special par that's brought, because he's still a Kohen Mashiach in the days when there was Shemen HaMishcha, and we mentioned that in a previous Mishnah. We spoke about what if he's removed, he's no longer, and now he violates the halacha. So we mentioned that the Kohen Mashiach, Perek in Mishnah Beis, She'avar Mishichuso, and then he sinned. So we said the Kohen Mashiach brings a par. He's still considered a Kohen Gadol, as long as there's Shemen HaMishcha there, even though he's not serving as a Kohen anymore. What makes him different? Number one is the par Yom Kippur. On Yom HaKippurim, there's a special par that's brought by the Kohen Gadol, which is for himself, and that is brought by the Kohen Gadol himself and not from the Kohen Gadol She'avar. And the Asir Sa'efa, the 10th of an Eifa, seifa of flour, which is what's known as the minchas chavitin. It's a special carbon mincha for the Kohen Gadol, half brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. That minchas chavitin was unique for the Kohen Gadol himself and not the Kohen Sha'avar Mishichuso. But but to do the rest of the Yavoda, all the other Sira, Lashem, Sila Zazel, the Shechtin, the Kabbalah Saddam, and all the things that Kohen Gadol would do, the Kohen Sha'avar can do that as well. And then the Mishnah says, Umitsuva, and not only that, even, and that's also true regarding the, by the way, the Kohen, that's Mishamish, Mishmona Megadim. He obviously, he's the only Kohen around, times the Bayi Sheni, whatever, he's only the eight clothing. He can do the Avodos Yom Kippur as well. You don't need Shem and Amishra for that. Umitsuvin al Habasula, which means that even the Kohen Sha'avar, is commanded to marry a basula. Pasuk says, "V'hu yishav b'basula ha'yikach." Even though he's not the practicing Kohen Gadol, he's not the primary Kohen Gadol, nonetheless, he has to marry a basula. V'asur al almana, and they can't marry, another Kohen Gadol can marry an almana. Almana u'gushalo yikach, the Torah says. Ve'enon mitamin v'krovehen, and the Kohen Sha'avar, Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, also cannot become tamei for any relatives, although a Kohen Hedyot can be mitamei himself, defile himself with tumas meis for the closest relative, so his wife, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, and sister. So that is only for Kohen Hedyot, not for Kohen Gadol, and not a Kohen Sha'avar m'mishichuso. V'lo porin, v'lo formin. The Mishnah says that based on the pasuk says esro sholo yifro uvagadov lo yifrom. It says in Parshas Emor with respect to the Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed as a sign of mourning. He can't allow his hair to grow long, nor is he allowed to rend his garments. This applies not only to the regular Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar. Umachzirin esarotzeach. And with his death, his passing, if someone now escapes to Ir Miklat and is protected by the Ir Miklat because he killed Bishogeg, he stays there, says the Pasuk of Mashas Maseh, V'yashav ba ad Mosa Kohen Gadol. So if any one of these Kohanim pass away, even the Kohen Sha'avar Mimishichu, so even though it's not the practice in Kohen Gadol, the Rotzeach will be able to go home. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Kohen Gadol Pore Milamata. So really qualifying what we said in the previous Mishnah. We said a Kohen Gadol doesn't do a prima, doesn't rip his clothing. Pasuk says, Uvagadov Lo Yifrom. That doesn't mean that he doesn't rip his garments at all if one of his closest relatives dies, but rather he does rend the garment from the bottom, Milamata. So as opposed to the Mishnah then says, Vahedyot, but a Kohen Hedyot, Milamala. So the Kohen Hedyot rips his clothing like any Avel will rip their clothing, from the top, from the neck, and going downward. The Kohen Gadol, Pora Milamata, he begins at the edge of the Beged on the bottom, and then he rips upward. That is the difference between the two. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onein, Velo Ochel. What something else a Kohen Gadol does or can do is he brings, he can bring karbanos, he can do the avoda even when he's an onin. An onin is where someone had one of the closest relatives has passed away. Minatorah, he's an onin only on the day of the death of the relative. We usually use the word onin to say, oh, he's an aninus. For how long? Well, a person passed away today, the levi is tomorrow. They wake up the next morning, oh, he's still an aninus. That's true midarabana, but midaraisa, they're only an onin on the day of the kavura, and that would be true even after the kavura. We usually say, oh, once the kavura is over, they're no longer an onin. Now they're an avil. That's true, but midaraisa, they're really an onin the whole day of the misa. Once it's the next day, they're not an onin anymore, even if the kavura has not happened. They're only an onin midarabana. Once that nighttime comes, that's what we call aninus laila, so that's they're no longer an onin midaraisa or midarabana. So the Mishnah is here to teach us that a Kohen Gadol, even on the day of the death, He's an of a close relative. He's an onen. So it says min hamikdash lo yetzei, and that's going on the phrase that precedes it, which is la aviv uliimo lo itama. He cannot become tamei mace for his parents. So that means even the day that his parents pass away, a parent passes away, lo yetzei min hamikdash. What does he do? Omeinu makriv. The Gemara says in Zvacha Matez Zayin Amar Aleph, he stands and does the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But v'lo ochel, but when he's an onin, he can't eat from the karbanos. We find this discussion in Parsha Shmini on the day that Nadav and Avihu passed away tragically. Aaron said to Moshe, "V'achalti chatas hayom ha'itav ben Hashem." You think if I eat from the carbon chatas, you think Hashem will be happy? Which means an onain, he does the avoda, but he can't do the achil. In fact, some actually learn from here. There's a proof from here that he can do the avoda, not only from umin hamakdash lo yetzei, but from the fact that Aaron said what he said. Oh, you think I can eat from the carbon chatas? That implies that to bring the carbon chatas, he could as an onain. But he could not eat from it. But a Kohen Hedyo, when he's an Onin, lo makriv, v'lo ochel. He's not allowed to do the hakrava either. Certainly can't eat from the karbanos. And that's during Anino Shel Torah. How do I know that? Because it says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, umin hamikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichalel. That implies that when he's an Onin, he's makriv, and the karban will not be desecrated through that. But that implies that a Kohen Hedyot, who is an Onain, who we don't say min hamikdash lo yetzei, so then he is mechalel. If the Kohen Gadol said we say lo yetzei v'lo yichalel, but that implies that if someone should not be doing the service and should not bring in the karbanos and should be leaving the mikdash, in fact, and then he would be profaning the karban, desecrating the karban by bringing it, and therefore his avoda would be psula.